News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Emergency medical doctor Mohammed Mustafa, thank you for joining us on News Talk Breakfast this morning. You're in Ireland in an effort to help people in Gaza. You're a man on a mission. Please start by telling us what exactly that mission is.
Well, you know, I think everyone has seen the images coming out of Gaza and the deliberate dismantling and targeting of the healthcare system in Gaza. And, you know, because there's almost no infrastructure left in Gaza, what I'm proposing on doing is building a hospital outside of Gaza and driving it into Gaza. We already have a maternity and neonatal hospital that's been built and ready to go. The foundation has been dug up in Gaza. The sewerage and the water system has been laid on the ground, and the cement wall surrounding what would be the hospital gates is already set up. So all we need to do is drive in these mobile medical caravans and assemble it like a jigsaw puzzle. And we have a hospital, a mobile hospital on wheels that we can get into Gaza. And we can have that maternity and neonatal hospital operational in 7 days. And then we also have a proposal to do the exact same, but a pediatric hospital, a 100-bed pediatric hospital with an intensive care unit. It has its own pathology lab, pharmacy. It's solar panel powered. It even has its own ability to generate oxygen and refill oxygen cylinders. So this really is a mobile hospital on wheels that we can get into Gaza and essentially rebuild the healthcare system there.
How can Ireland help?
Well, you know, look, unfortunately, the plan or the system that we have in place right now, it doesn't work. You know, these NGOs that operate, they operate on the basis of impartiality, and they operate on the basis that there isn't an active genocide going on and an active targeting of hospitals. So they're not built and designed, and they don't have the policies designed to operate in a place like Gaza. That's why they get bombed. That's why international aid workers get killed. And that's why the healthcare system has been completely destroyed. And that's why we're seeing children on the ground, on the floor in Gaza, on the hospitals, bleeding out to death because there's not an infrastructure. There's not even beds to put them on. There's not even intensive care units. There's not even operating theatres. So these people are in wards with maggots coming out of their wounds. And what we really need is we need a solution. And the solution is to get governments involved. The solution is to have these hospitals, instead of just having them as an NGO-led project, we have them as a NGO and governments to be involved, because we need the security, the logistics, and the coordination of governments to get involved and help with running these hospitals and help setting up these hospitals, and obviously to help get past the siege.
So do you want Ireland to take the lead in pushing this at EU level?
You know, I think the EU level would be good. The issue is there's a lot of politics with the EU. The EU is divided on this. But, you know, Ireland and the Irish people have always been the leaders on this in Europe. And, you know, along with Spain, I believe that we can at least push for something. It doesn't necessarily have to be Ireland. We just want a coalition. We want a coordination with a group of countries that can work together to get past the siege and to help run this hospital. What we need is we need the governments involved. I've got the hospital ready. I've got the funding for the pediatric hospital. You know, I've pretty much done everything that I can do as a doctor. I've even, you know, got the staff ready to go. I need the governments now, because this siege, this illegal siege in Gaza that's blocking food, water, electricity and medical supplies going into Gaza, that's up to them. That's up to the politicians, however they want to decide it. But, you know, the Irish people are always an honest broker in this. And I know they'll always have the best interests of the Palestinian people at heart. And, you know, that's why we've come to Ireland. We've come to Ireland, one, to seek guidance and help from the Irish government, but also as well to seek an ally that can help push this.
Is there a danger that, however well-meaning Ireland might be, they just will not have that clout with Israel?
Ireland is crucial and it's vital, because Ireland is the, you know, when we talk about honest brokers here, they might have, Britain and Australia might have favour with Israel, but the Palestinian people, the Irish have favour with them, and this is for them. And, you know, we've got to think about when we do healthcare, we've got to make it culturally sensitive as well. And it's the care of the Irish doctors and healthcare workers that have always stood by the Palestinian people in Gaza. It's them that I want to be involved. And as difficult as it might seem politically, it's the morally correct thing to do, to have the Irish here, because they have done so much for the Palestinian people.
Okay. You have had, I think it's 2 terms working in hospitals in Gaza. Just very finally, I think I read somewhere at one point you were the only doctor with a thermometer. How impossible is it on the ground for you as a working doctor?
You know, when I worked this particular stint in the north of Gaza, we didn't have a single ventilator in the emergency department. Not a single ventilator. We had 8 beds in the emergency department, and most of them didn't work. There was no mattresses on the beds. The wheels were broken. There was one CT scanner for the whole north of Gaza, which is over 1 million people, with only one CT. You can imagine when you have a mass casualty event and there's 100 people that have come in from being pulled from under the rubble and explosive injuries, they all need a CT scan. We literally had people dying, waiting for a CT scan. We had people dying on the floor because we didn't have beds to start putting in chest drains and resuscitating them. This is how catastrophic the situation is in Gaza. And this is why it's vital that we get some architecture and some infrastructure in there, medical infrastructure, and hence why this plan of building a hospital outside of Gaza and literally driving it into Gaza. This is the way that we do it.
Look, thank you so much for talking to us. We wish you well with your extraordinary endeavours, and we hope you are successful. Emergency medical doctor Mohammed Mustafa, thank you for talking to News Talk Breakfast this morning.
News Talk Breakfast with Kira Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR
on News Talk.